It involves a new international security initiative, an alliance between Australia, the United States and Great Britain. A key part of the deal, tearing up the $90 billion dud subs deal with the naval group in France. That's good news. Instead, we will take a dramatic shift towards nuclear-powered subs. Now, this is what we're hearing. There'll be some form of confirmation coming at 7 o'clock this morning. One man who's been on a nuclear-powered submarine is the Senator Rex Patrick, former Navy submariner and independent Senator Rex Patrick. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's go first of all to the larger scale thing before we go to the nuclear subs. This deal involving Australia, the United States and Great Britain, it's about keeping an eye on China, obviously. What do you make of the agreement?
Look, there's no issue here with this agreement. In fact, it's a good response. We've seen China grow economically, and it's normal for countries that grow economically to also grow from a military perspective. But we've seen incredible growth in China, and we've also seen an attitude of the Chinese Communist Party towards not just Australia, but other international players, which is verging on hostile, and we have to react to that, and this is a good response.
The deal with France and the naval group, the $90 billion submarine deal, there are so many faults with it. Now it looks like it's being ripped up, so you'd be happy about that aspect.
That contract was the most expensive submarine contract in the world. It went from $50 billion to $90 billion. Then a further $10 billion to keep the Collins class going long enough for it to arrive. It's late. It hasn't met expectations in terms of Australian industry. Something had to be done in relation to that.
So we now head down the path of nuclear-powered submarines, but right now nuclear power is illegal in Australia, so we'll have to scramble, won't we, to change Commonwealth and probably state legislation?
Well, unfortunately, this is a very complex issue. Nuclear submarines, and as you mentioned, I've been on them, have some great characteristics like their speed, their endurance, their size. They struggle in relation to shallow water operations. Sometimes they're noisier than their conventional counterparts. So it's a bit like saying you like a Ferrari, but then you try and take it off road. You find that it doesn't work in all such situations. So that's the first complexity. Things like turning up to New Zealand ports, not allowed if you're a nuclear-powered submarine, and that may turn out to be the case for a number of our allies around the Pacific and indeed across Asia. And, you know, your listeners in Sydney need to think about the fact that as we grow our submarine force and bring submarines back to Sydney, no one's really talked about and we haven't socialised the idea of having nuclear reactors sitting in the middle of Sydney Harbour. That has to be talked about, that has to be discussed and worked through.
So at some point we'd have to start building them here, wouldn't we?
Well, that's another issue. It's unlikely that these submarines would be built here. Of course, we've had no announcement, so we don't know the details. But that would be a more difficult proposition, and that would become a huge breach of promise by the coalition government to people in South Australia and the entire industry that has spun up here to build submarines.
Yeah.
So that's another issue that flows from this. I mean, these things are logistically challenging. We can't think of this as a simple proposition. There are no countries in the world that operate nuclear-powered submarines that don't have a nuclear industry. So if that is, in fact, what is announced, I'll be calling for a Senate inquiry straight away. We've got to work through the details of this because it's all been discussed in secret with very few people involved. And I'm not commenting on the solution, but we need to look into it very, very carefully.
Yeah, as you say, it's going to go down not so well in South Australia because obviously there are many jobs tied to the submarine industry there. We'll wait for the detail. Always good to catch up, Rex. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rex Patrick, the independent senator. 19 minutes to 7.